Colossians 3, third chapter, verse number 1, Paul the Apostle writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, meaning that it was breathed, the word of God was breathed into Paul, who wrote into the context. But again, because the Holy Spirit is eternal, the words that he breathed life then also breathes life into us. Paul through this pen writes, If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse number 12. Put on then, everybody say put on.
Put on.
Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must, everybody say must.
Must
forgive. Verse number 14, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. I'm going to use as a title to this morning's message, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? What do you have on? Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks that this service is a service where we are gathered together to hear the word of God, to give you praise, but we also want to hear a word from heaven. Speak into our hearts. Reveal the wisdom and revelation of God's word deep into our hearts and spirits and souls so that we can do the will of God in our lives. We give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus, all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before you're seated, would you look at somebody close to you, somebody you like, and even somebody you might not like, and ask them, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What's that you have on? You may be seated. You may be seated. What do you have on? What are you wearing? That's a big question that folk ask folk, particularly when they walk in the red carpet. They want to know, what are you wearing? Is that Armani? Is that Vera Wang? Is that Gucci? What are you wearing? The question that I'm asking you this morning fits right into this third chapter, where Paul, usually in his letters to churches, if you will notice as you study God's word, you'll find that in the first half, usually the first half of his letters, he is giving us theological reflection. He's focused on theology in the sense of how we understand God, how God is in communion and communication with human beings, and what does Christ do for us? Christ in us, us in Christ, and how these things focus and look at our eternity. But in the second half of Paul's letters, he comes back, usually the second half, and then explains, now because of this great theological understanding and concept of Christ and concept of God, this is how you should act. You act the way you act because of who you are. You do what you do because of who you are. You're not doing something to please God. You're doing something because this is what and who you are. You don't love to make God happy. You've already made God happy in Christ, and so therefore you love. When you become and when you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, all things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. My question this morning is why you still have on those old clothes? He says your life is hidden in Christ. You have been purchased with a price. You have been bought with a price. So now it's time to take off those old clothes. And what I mean by old clothes, we didn't read the text, but he says, take off anger. You know, it's time for you to stop being mad. Seriously. And can I be very honest with you? I don't know what you went through. And probably if I went through what you went through, I'd be mad too. I don't know who hurt you. I don't know who caused you pain. Got you singing those blues because she broke your heart, brother. But at some point, he says, you got to put off anger. Anger is not going to get you anywhere. I don't care how bad they treated you. At some point, you got to realize they treated Jesus worse. You might have deserved some of what you got, but he didn't deserve any of what he got. But he still was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Well, Pastor, they knew exactly what they were doing to me.
I know they knew what they were doing to me. They might have knew what they were doing, but they really didn't know what they were doing. You remember Paul bringing all the Christians up on charges, thinking that he was doing right? You know, some folk are doing what they think is right. They are very sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. You know, in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, some folk are really sincere. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, they really believe that what they're doing is right. They're sincere, but can be sincerely wrong at the same time. And so some folk that are hurting you may be sincere. But at a point in time in our lives, we still got to get over the fact of living in pain. Hurt people, you've heard this before, hurt people hurt people. And the more you live in your hurt, and the more you live in your emotions, and the more you live in your pain, the more you will exude hurt and pain and emotion. If you clear your system up, somebody said, take off anger. If you start taking off some of that old baggage, I don't want to quote the theologian Erica Badu, but come on, bag lady. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Seriously, you're going to walk around hurting folk if you don't let it go. You will be sincere, but been sincerely hurting people. Paul says, set your minds on things that are above. Now, you've heard this, and man, when I was growing up, I heard it all the time. Some folk thought that you were going around being too spiritual. And so what they would say is, you are so heavenly minded that you are no earthly good. Well, I want to say to you today that the church is not in that situation. The church is so earthly minded that we are no heavenly good. We are so focused on what is around us that we can't see Christ. I see Christ in you. Through all of your stuff. I'm serious. That's the only way I can stay in love with you. Every time I run into a situation where I'm looking to heaven and say, Lord, how can this be your child? You know what I get back? This is the one for whom I die. Yes, sir. So if you can still love him, I got to be able to love him too. Boy, I wish I had time this morning. Because sometimes, church, we focus so hard on stuff. I know some of y'all are so mad this week. Y'all was watching CNN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, counting votes. I can't believe it. One more vote. You know, when the vote was over, you know what you should have did? Like one person told me, I just turned TV off and went back to work. I can't change nothing from here, not right now. Now, November 6th, I got a lot to say. Have y'all seen the post, the new Wakanda? Wakanda 2 is coming out November 6th. Y'all wanna, you know, Wakanda forever? Okay, November 6th, that's your date. Amen. I can't love you, hear me clearly, if I don't love God, but most importantly, if I don't love myself. I can't love you. There are some people that are in relationships together and they really want to love their mate, but they just can't get over stuff that they have on them. Paul says simply, take off that old stuff. Take off anger and wrath and bitterness. Take off what folk did to you. Take off what you believe folk did to you. A lot of that stuff can be perceived. Some of it is real. Whatever it is, say, take it off. Look at somebody else and say, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. How did you get dressed this morning? Some of you have some nice silky pajamas. Some of y'all sleep in old t-shirts, shorts, and I'm gonna stop right there. But you can't put on your clothes that you have on now unless you first take off that old stuff. But when you take off, when you put on new clothes, many of us, you spend more time thinking about what you're gonna wear today than you do on how you're gonna treat somebody. I'm looking in my closet, and I do my green shoes. Go, you know, brothers, I'm talking foreign, this foreign to us. We don't understand this, but I got to put on the green shoes, got to match my purse, and what purse do I need to put on? Yeah, that's a lot of thought that goes into that. You ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Say amen. Brothers, we just say, okay, the black ones or the brown ones? Which one are we going to wear today, black or brown? Which one are we going with? We spend time ironing. We spend time figuring out if it's looking in the mirror and hey, do this look good on you, on me, you know? Am I looking smooth right about now? You know, then you gotta get in the mirror. Some of you ladies who don't have nobody else, you gotta get in the mirror and take yourself a selfie. This is what I'm looking like. When y'all take selfies, would you get the bathtub and the toilet out of the picture? Just, you know, you can't edit that out of the picture. You are so heavenly, so earthly minded, it's no heavenly good. Paul says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, for you have died. You have died. Your life, he says, is hidden with Christ in God. My question this morning is, what are you wearing? He says, and I'm not going to be able to get to any of these, really. This is sort of an introduction. He says, put on then, verse 12, as God's chosen holy ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts. Everybody say compassion. Kindness. Say kindness.
Kindness.
Humility.
Humility.
Meekness.
Meekness.
And patience. We are the ones responsible for putting this. Notice he didn't say, God put this on me. Notice he didn't say that. He said, you put on them. We are the ones that are responsible for putting on the spiritual qualities, the God-like qualities that work in our lives. How are we responsible? By becoming spiritually minded. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to encourage you this morning to put on these things. Put on compassion, put on kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And then lastly, Paul says, bind this all up with love. If I had time, I would give you indications on each one of these. Because sometimes we think compassion means I feel sorry for you. That is not compassion. That's just, I feel sorry for you. You know what compassion is? Compassion is, I feel for you, and I'm going to get in and do something about what I feel. Thoughts and prayers. Nobody don't need your thoughts. They can use your prayers, but more than that, they need your hand. They need something from you, whether it's a kind word, whether it's buying them a cup of coffee and a granola bar. Somebody needs something from you that will give them some hope to say, I can make it one more day. But this love thing is where we gotta get. Because he says love is the one that binds all this stuff together. Love is the one that puts all this thing together in perfect harmony. Now that love, and I'm going to close this with this last word, that love is the word agape. It's not filios, brotherly love, like the term Philadelphia, you know, filios, brotherly love. I love you, bruh. God, love you. It's not that erotic love, girl. You, my God. But it is the love that says, I will lay down my life for you. Why is that? Greater love has no man than this. Greater love has no woman than this, that they lay down their life for their friend. Does that mean you have to die for somebody? Not necessarily, but it may mean you have to inconvenience yourself for somebody. It may mean you have to give your wife that last piece of toast. You ever been looking at that last piece of pizza? You know, you sitting across the table from somebody and we done counted up, you know, I had five. And I know you had five. You know what love says? That's yours. See, I'm laying down my will, my desires for you. Do you have on love? Ask your neighbor, do you have on love? Because love looks good on you. Amen. Can I have music back? And can I have our communion stewards, would you come back? Put on these things. Don't you wish you had more time sometimes? Yeah. Praise the Lord.